T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Get that mask on your face. Stop the COVID, man. I mean, you know, you keep hearing that COVID's like got a brother now coming after us. I'm tired of it. I mean, you know. But you can stop it, or at least, you know what, be as safe as you can be and look cool at the same time. KISW face masks. 2 styles, camo and skull. Check them out. Buy them. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs. And it's time to bump it up for Monday. Oh, yeah. Is everyone pumped up yet? I'm getting there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Almost there. Nobody else appears to be, so I guess at least I'm getting there.
I'm already pumped up. I've been pumped up since earlier when I won.
You did win. You started the week off right.
Damn straight.
So then you will be pumped down if you don't win this one, huh?
I will. It'll be a downward spiral.
It'll be deflated. Right.
Okay. Oh, good call.
All right, good luck to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Speaking of which.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Matthew in Woodinville. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matthew, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde are the spooky enemies of what video game character?
Miss Pac-Man. Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yes. Who played Ty Webb in the early 80s comedy Caddyshack?
Chevy Chase.
Yes. A tetrapod is a creature with how many feet?
8, 12, 20.
No. 20 feet, wow. Who is the lead singer for Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Yes. Space Force airs on what streaming service?
Space Wars?
Space Force.
Netflix. Hulu.
Yes. The Crosstrek and Ascent are both cars made by what car manufacturer?
Toyota?
No.
Nissan?
No.
Chrysler.
No. Also a branch of our military. What is a group of frogs called?
Navy.
No.
SEALs.
No.
A group of frogs. Branch of our military. Pass.
Which knocked up star also starred in 2020's An American Pickle?
Pass. Army of Frogs.
Yes. What color is creme de menthe?
Green.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
It's an earlier score that was attained, and, Steve crushed that one. I don't know if he'll do that this time, but we'll have to see.
I never said it was good. I just said not bad.
Yeah.
I did allude to that it might be good, but...
Yeah.
right, I see what you did there.
Trying to pump it up is what I'm trying to do, because, you know, Steve's a cheater anyway. So
Whoa! All right, then. Yeah. Steve, are you ready to cheat?
All right.
Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde are the spooky enemies of what video game character?
Pac-Man.
Yes! Who played Ty Webb in the early 80s comedy Caddyshack?
Oh, that would be Chevy Chase.
Yes!
No.
A tetrapod is a creature with how many feet?
Five.
No.
Four?
Yes. Who is the lead singer for Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Yes. Oh. Space Force airs on what streaming service?
Peacock.
No.
Oh. Netflix?
Yes.
Very happy about Peacock.
The Crosstrek and Ascent are both cars made by what car manufacturer?
Subaru.
Yes. Also a branch of our military. What is a group of frogs called?
An army.
Yes.
Yeesh.
Which Knocked Up star also starred in 2020's An American Pickle?
Seth Rogen.
Yes. What color is creme de menthe?
Mint.
No.
Green.
Yes. The musical West Side Story takes place in what city?
Chicago.
No.
New York.
Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10. And
wow.
You win. Right.
Sorry about that, Matthew.
Yeah.
Well, you try again.
On Monday.
I know. See, you pump Matthew down.
Yeah.
My bad.
Just all I do is win.
Sorry, buddy.
Down. Steve's super pumped up now.
There he is.
Yeah.
Cream de mint. And they stay there.
It's creme de menthe.
That too.
Yes. I mean, you're close. Congrats.
Is it mint or menthe?
Menthe.
Menthe?
Yeah, it's French for mint.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, I really got lucky then.
If you're fancy.
Exactly. And congrats, because you are fancy. You got that perfect 10.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. You know, and listen, you were so excited about Peacock because the big news.
Oh, dude, it's insane.
And we were just talking last week where I was saying Peacock's got to figure it out because they don't offer enough to make me want to get their service.
Well, now if you're a wrestling fan, they've got something for you because they just bought the WWE Network.
Yeah, so that now is a whole different story. So they're going to be able to, I mean, I don't know who they're going to attract. I feel like everybody who's a wrestling fan is already basically subscribing to wrestling, but now they get those subscriptions. But maybe if you were on the fence.
Yeah.
Knowing that you would get all the other stuff that Peacock has?
So they just gave like $1 billion for a 5-year deal with the WWE Network. So they're taking all the WWE Network and just moving it to the Peacock Network or the streaming service. And so the nice thing is, yeah, if you were someone that maybe was not thinking about it, but it's the same price. So like I pay $10 a month for the WWE Network. In order to keep what I have, I have to pay $10 a month on Peacock, but then I get everything on Peacock as well, ad-free.
That ain't bad.
And if you want to do the version with ads, you could get it for cheaper for $4.99, or if you're an Xfinity member, you get Peacock just part of your cable service.
With the ads, yeah.
Yeah, with the ads, but still.
So I'm going to get wrestling now.
So now if you want to watch some of your favorite wrestling matches from back in the day, which I know you're a huge fan.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, maybe I can.
I like somebody who's on there, like some guy that writes for some publication. It's like, I don't see the benefit for either. I'm like, it's so much benefit for the WWE. They've got $1 billion from NBC.
Yeah, how is that not a benefit?
That's and they still have a place to have the network to live, and it's actually on a better platform. It's probably more user friendly and all that good stuff. And then if you're Peacock, all of a sudden you have people talking about you, and you also have all these wrestling fans. Like, I think it's almost like 1.4 million people subscribe to the WWE Network. So
yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you're probably going to have all those people checking out your streaming service.
Yeah, they basically paid for subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's now they have all, Peacock can say that all those wrestling people are now subscribers. Right. How is that not a benefit to have more subscribers?
It seems like it's a win-win for both parties, although it's just a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you hope, obviously, they're going to make that money back. And so the writer may be right. If they don't end up making that money back, then the writer is right. But obviously, they hope to get enough subscribership and whatever it is they charge for having subscribers to commercial people, however they do it, or just with a subscription. I don't know, but they're going to get the money.
I kind of bummed, though, this wasn't like 1980s era WWE, maybe like WWF days, back when they had like the ridiculous characters, because you know that they would then, hey, we need to have like a Peacock character. You know, like the Red Rooster, you got to bring back somebody who's like Petey the Peacock.
And Petey the Peacock.
I don't know.
I think we should do it anyway. I don't care what the new WWE is like. They're going to have to go back to old times.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everything's getting a little retro, so why don't they, just one character is like stuck from the 80s.
We need a guy who thinks he's a peacock wrestler.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I wonder what his finisher would be.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Things we can't say on the air.
The plumage? I don't know. I mean,
I really want the costume just like, and like bust out all the tail feathers. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, there's a wrestler, Dalton Castle. He doesn't wrestle in WWE, but he's kind of like, he's like a peacock type character. He's got like that kind of robe thing going.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's time to sign him.
Sign him up. Yeah, I mean, especially, if anything, just so he can talk about it. He can be like the representative.
They also picked up Supercross and other international sports. I heard they also have like soccer.
Oh,
so Peacock's making a...
Yeah.
They're putting it in.
They have to. I mean, they, as it were. They're putting it in.
I think that's their slogan.
Yeah.
Peacock, we're putting it in.
We're putting it in. Yeah, that's
to work.
It. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know how things connect until you say them.
Oh, is that sometimes? Oh, I think for you it's all the time, really. Yeah. You know what time it is? It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? If you will, we'll put it in.
Yeah.
Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Palace Law. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Speak your mind and follow Steve's rules. That's all you got to do.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Peter in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys. Good
morning, Peter. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So over the break, you know, like the Christmas break, I was catching up on all the podcasts. I listened to The Greatest Story Never Told, and then I got into the podcast with Ted Smith. And some of the first episode I heard were talking about Steve and the donkeys and how they travel and just party on the Lion Pride bus and all that. It was really great listening. And I just wanted to follow up on the donkeys, man. What's up? You haven't talked about it in a while. Are you still in the hockey? Are you guys still doing it or what?
Nothing's happening right now because of the world we're in. But before that, I wasn't playing this season. It was just too hard with a kid to play 11 o'clock at night on like a weeknight sometimes. It's like, it's a little bit difficult. But I'm just kind of like now in that honorary status. And I might jump in on the weekend game from time to time. Whenever hockey returns, it'd be nice to see those guys again.
Yeah, so your hockey life is on pause for now, and then maybe you'll get back to it a little bit, huh?
Yes.
That's cool, man. The stories were great. I mean, I'm working, you know, late nights, and I'm always listening to podcasts. And
that's awesome, dude.
Just laughing my butt off and listening to all the stories, and it sounded like you guys had some really good times.
Oh, the best times, man. It's just like, but honestly, it had less to do with the hockey. It's just more just the buddies and having a good time doing stupid stuff together.
And Steve, where can we find these podcasts where you're regaling people with these stories?
I have to go back and listen to them too. I guess we're on The Podcast, on Ted's Podcast, also the Migs Cast. I'm sure we've shared stories, and on the Megacast as well, all at radio.com, BJ.
There you go. That's where you get the podcast.
Yeah. But a few of us still keep in touch where we just always reminisce about some of the dumb things. And we're like, once Portland's open again, we're going back to Portland. That was my favorite hockey tournament where we didn't even bring any of our hockey gear.
Yeah.
And we just went, hung out, and just got wasted at Airbnb for the entire time.
I know, man. I mean,
so great.
There's so many things that all of us like to do in crowds, you know, or at least with 10 or more people. And it would be great to get back to that. It's 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Ben in Tulalip, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys remember the yesteryear with before 2020 of concerts and restaurants and stuff, but my thing is tongs for food buffets and stuff like that. Like, they seem like they're really, really nice, but then when you think about them, you got John Doe, model citizen, 10 years old here, is being brought there because he's got straight A's. He goes to get his favorite pizza, and he's got a little bit of a runny nose. He touches the tongs, and guess who comes up behind him? You do. You grab some of your favorite pepperoni pizza, touch the cheese pizza, you're cross-contaminating like nobody's business, and everybody's sick now compared to no tongs where you just grabbed a slice of pizza that you wanted. Worst case scenario, you changed your mind, and you only infected the one pizza.
So we should just go back to like just eating with our hands and just remove utensils, I think, is what we're trying to say, right?
Oh, that's interesting. you know, in some cases, I think you make a point. If you can grab a separate piece of something, but like there are some things that you're just going to touch and get all over the place.
But it's funny because like there are times where like it'll be like a plate of cookies and you'll go and grab a cookie with your hand and people are like, oh, there's tongs for a reason. This is before, obviously, COVID. I think buffets, I don't know when the hell they'll come back after all this. But,
right.
But people would like shame you and I'm like, I'm not leaving any of the cookie. You know, it's not like as if I'm like grabbing other cookies. I'm taking that one cookie. What does it matter if I use a utensil?
And Ben makes sense. Now that we've learned what we've learned about COVID, mm-hmm. actually you touching the cookie and leaving is better than you touching tongs right. and me touching tongs then over and over. So
that's
Ben's
telling
got a point.
People, I'm doing this for you, not me.
Yeah. I wonder if that's a legitimate thing to say now and go, you understand, we've all been educated. I shouldn't be touching the same surface you are to be safer. I should be actually, what I'm doing is the Steve method.
Well, I think nowadays it's just going to, if I would imagine whenever things get back to whatever kind of like where we can all eat somewhere, and you're not touching anything. You know what I mean? Like everything's going to be handed to you or individually wrapped. I think about Menchie's, they've just removed all of the scoopers for their toppings and they just have everything individually like in those little like tiny cases, like those little whatever. Those little,
oh, that's smart. Yeah. Like the little sauce packet sort of thing.
Yeah, little sauce packet.
Yeah.
Filled with the toppings and you just grab the toppings that way. You don't fill them up on your own using a spoon that everyone else has touched.
And they went even more extreme on Mercer Island. They removed the entire store.
Did they really?
Yeah, they're gone.
Aww.
No, I don't know if I could believe you, man, because you said that the Issaquah Krispy Kreme's gone, and we've got a bunch of texts from people saying it's still there.
It is? Honest to God, I was told that it was gone. I am so pissed because I was just in Issaquah, and I didn't even bother trying to go there. Oh, thank you.
He's looking at it. It's open right now.
Oh.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. One of my friends told me that, or either that I'm an idiot. Maybe he said Puyallup, and I thought he said Issaquah.
Yeah, the Puyallup one's not there anymore.
Oh, so Issaquah is still rocking. Do you know how many years I've been like, I go to Issaquah at least like once every 2 weeks, and I don't even bother going there because it made me feel bad to even go by the old spot, thinking that I'm not going to go by the old spot and see that it's not there.
Well, you need to go there and buy at least like 10 dozen Krispy Kremes to make up for all the past times you didn't get them.
I swear. That's not a bad idea, by the way.
Right. You have to help the economy.
I have some friends that I think are trolling me because I just, or maybe they thought it'd be best for my diet to know.
There you go.
There.
Yeah. If it's not there, then you won't eat them.
All right. Well, you know what? Double check me on the Menchie's on Mercer Island.
It is permanently closed. Right, I'm looking on Google right now.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Yeah. So that's for you guys.
Oh, sorry for that. Sorry for the misinformation about the Issaquah Krispy Kreme. I'm happy to hear it's still going well. That's exciting. I mean, you know, I'm all right.
Why are people getting less donuts? Well, BJ said that they were closed.
Yeah, you know, I have such power. Let's go to Juan in Lakewood. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Juan, you are on the Rock.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you, Juan. What you got for us, buddy?
On Saturday, we started watching that Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Finished the first season. Then last night, we started watching second season. Thanks to Steve.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Don't you want to call people the P word now all the time because of Sensei Lawrence? Like, I'm trying not to use that word, and I'm like, now all of a sudden, like, I'll be talking about, what are you, some kind of, and I'm like, oh, I can't say that.
You got to be careful. He's bringing it back.
The best part, it's only 20 minutes or 22 minutes, so it goes by real quick.
Especially that first season where it was meant to be a YouTube show, and I think they kept those episodes shorter. By season three, and I'm not complaining, I was glad they ended up, like, I think, pushing 30 minutes or more on some of those episodes, but it's worth it. It's not like as if it goes downhill because of that.
I'm a little bummed, to be honest with you, because YouTube was getting into the TV show business, the original show business, and I got it for Cobra Kai. I got it for another show called Impulse, YouTube Premium. I get YouTube Music anyway because of it, but I also, you know, thought, okay, this is great. I get to download all the stuff to my devices because that's another benefit of YouTube Premium. And now they're not doing it anymore. They canceled Impulse. They gave Cobra Kai to Netflix. I'm like, has YouTube basically waved the white flag on doing original TV shows?
Maybe they just know what people use them for.
But they got my money, Steve.
But did you even watch Cobra Kai?
I watched the first couple of episodes, so I did. But then I decided, But I watched Impulse. And they left us on the cliffhanger.
Well, maybe someone will pick them up. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix does.
I hope they do, but I wonder because no one's talked about it. But they picked up Cobra Kai because a lot of people love Cobra Kai.
You're the only person I know that does that for, like, uses YouTube Music. Like, everyone else I know has, like, either uses Spotify or Apple Music. Maybe even a couple people use the Tidal one. You're the only person I know that uses YouTube for the YouTube Music.
And it's because it's free because of the subscription. And now I'm locked in. I made all my playlists and everything. It's like, I don't want to.
You're totally locked in.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go to somewhere else and start a new, like, make a playlist thing.
But you have Prime. Isn't music also free on Prime?
It's not fully free.
Oh, gotcha.
You get some of the music, but you don't get all the music.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, if I could have got all the music on Prime, I would have been doing that, but Prime says, hey, would you like to listen to more than half a song? Here you go.
Although YouTube's getting more aggressive with their commercials for the free one. I'm not complaining because it's free. You know, I mean, what am I going to be, like, mad that they're trying to make money off of me wanting something for free, but like they'll just put like a commercial in the middle of a video and it has no rhyme or reason. They don't even like, they don't even pick a spot where it makes sense to put a commercial. It's like, all right, cool, random commercial in the middle of like a band performing a song.
And I never have that happen anymore. It's so wonderful.
Yep.
I mean, everywhere I watch YouTube, if I'm signed in, they're like, hey,
boom,
buddy,
straight to it.
Hey, buddy, tell show Steve this, an uninterrupted video. Boom.
So we said earlier, you guys were talking about the Dick's truck, Dick's Deluxe Burgers and all that. They have their own food truck. And they said that there's a line in Bellingham, 1,000 people long from Marty and Yelm. Wow.
Do they even have, they don't have a Dick's in Bellingham, right? Oh, I can see that. 1,000 people long.
I don't know if that's an exaggeration or not, but I did hear it was pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
And BJ, it's going to be on Mercer Island tomorrow.
Again?
Yeah, 11 to 2 p.m. Ooh. At the country club, so fancy.
At the country club? Where the hell is that?
well, on Mercer Island.
See, you can tell I don't go to the country club on Mercer Island. I don't even know where the hell it is.
No, you're not fancy.
That's what Sarah's nickname of your house. Like, you're just going to show up at your house.
Sarah, what do you think? See.
Bring Sarah in because a texter had a question for her.
Oh, okay. So see, if Jay Rubs was off work at that time, it would be happening. Because we have a cool little place on Mercer Island we go to, and I can't remember the name of it.
It looks like it's not too far from the QFC.
Really? The country club is near the QFC?
Yeah. QFC country club.
Okay. Right over there by the thing. By the park.
Well, we got two QFCs on the island, so maybe Vicky's talking south.
Wait, you have two?
Oh, we're fancy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But there's the south end, which I'm not allowed to go down to the south end because I'm not swanky enough.
Oh.
Yeah, the south end is where all the real swanky people live.
It's right by the Mercer Island Saddle Club, which sounds like a gentleman's club, if you ask me.
Yeah, it does. That's got to be south end. Can you zoom out?
It's on the south end. Yeah, it's on the south end.
Oh, yeah, I never go there.
It's too fancy for you?
I walked into the QFC in the south end of Mercer Island one time, and they immediately were like, get the hell out. We know you're a North Ender. Get out.
Interesting.
No, they never said that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, your daughter's in the room. Somebody had a question. Was wondering earlier, you guys were talking about Vicky's OnlyFans. So does that mean Sarah's going to be making one sometime soon as well?
No.
You know.
Well, Sarah, you sound different.
F, you text her.
At the moment, I am definitely vicariously living through Vicky.
Right.
Because I am so into it. I'm so proud of her for finally doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would actually create one of my own.
Good.
I would definitely have to get it obviously approved by my man.
Do you think Johnny Roberts would say yes to that?
No.
Honestly,
God, Sarah, you're not losing this guy. He's my only chance of getting you out of the house.
That's right. Or if he stays in the house, at least he fixes things around the house.
He does. Yeah, I would be kicked out. But then I'd be making money. Yeah. I feel like I can make a pretty penny on OnlyFans. So, and if I gave J-Rub some of the cut, like, how could he say no? Plus, he's the one that did take
that
sexy.
How could he say no? It's simple. He opens his mouth and says no.
Well, I was surprised that he was okay with the sexy pic I wanted to take for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He was all for it.
Okay.
He's the one that took all the angles, got the multiple shots.
Oh, wow. You got a photographer.
Oh, I mean, yeah. He was on his knees. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Thing.
He could be your manager.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I just think it's time for me to leave the show.
So I did ask him.
At least you could make money off of her OnlyFans. She owes you.
Yeah, right. Charge rent.
Pull a Chappelle. I'm just going to go. Where did he go? Did he go in a forest somewhere?
He's going to end up in Ohio doing a radio show in some random backyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Well, I got to go to a forest somewhere in another country, and then I'll be in an Ohio backyard. I'll do that.
I did ask if he was okay if I, like, sold some clothing, because there are sites where you can sell, you know, your sweaty shoes
socks
or your used underwear or whatever. And he said he was totally okay with that.
Vicky, see what you start. What is wrong with both of you? Vicky. Can you just not break my life?
We're just trying to make some money, okay?
And on top of it, there's nothing wrong with it.
It is. You're ruining my life. I think that's what's wrong with it.
At least we're ruining
think
your
about
life
me.
With some cash.
I'm not talking to think about you. You need to think about me, both of you, and not ruining my life. That is what's wrong.
I did think about you, and I've decided to do it anyways.
Yeah, see? You know what?
Would you want to know if I did start
would
one?
Would I want to know? How do you think I'm responding to the fact I know about Vicky's OnlyFans page? Has it been positive that I like that? I wish I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's pretty nice, though. I've seen it. I've seen her pictures.
Vicky, would you like me to see your OnlyFans page? How would you feel if you were, if I were all of a sudden to go on your OnlyFans page and see your pictures?
Well, I'd be hoping you're tipping me at least.
You got to pay for the subscription.
What is it to subscribe?
It's $5, but you could tip on the pictures and posts.
Vicky, Joe, you know who you are, Steve, so I'm going to just
Steve here.
Steve, have you seen these pictures?
No. Why would I want to see them?
That's what I'm saying. So that's why
no
I'm
offense, but
no,
why would
no,
I want to see them?
Why
I know, but honestly, that's what I'm saying. You know why you wouldn't want to see them? Because there aren't pictures you're supposed to be seeing of a person, right?
No, I mean, there's certain pictures. Like, I have friends that just take pictures. I'm like, I don't need to see that. I don't care. I do what you got to do, and that's cool with you. But, like, I don't have any interest. Why would I want
if
to
Vicky
see
had a tattoo on her arm, you'd be like, oh, I could see that. Right?
Right, but Vicky's just like, hey, you want to see my butt? I'm like, I don't know. No.
That's what I
no
mean.
No offense.
There's like, right. something about it.
Yeah, but like other people want to see my butt.
I'm right. So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Now, so, if Danny wants to show me his butt, of course I'm going to say yes.
Starting mine tomorrow, guys.
Well, that's why I walk slowly away from the urinal when we're both in there.
It is pristine.
Yeah.
Danny drops his pants when he uses the urinal. It's very weird.
Do. Yeah.
I'm getting a great picture, thanks.
Yeah.
But like Sarah's tomorrow, like, I wouldn't want to see Sarah's OnlyFans. I'm not, that's just not my thing to like want to
dude,
see.
Dude, it's nobody's thing
it
to
is.
See anybody. Well,
for
yeah. If you didn't know Vicky and somebody said, let me show right. you this pirate butt, you'd be like, all right, sure.
Sure. But these are my coworkers and my friends.
Exactly.
I hope that they do very well in their business endeavors.
This is why
not
I don't
want to contribute to them. But yeah. if you're selling cookies, I'll buy some.
This
from
is
you.
What I don't want to know about.
I'm not selling cookies. Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, there's got to be isn't there a company video somewhere that, I mean, you know, there's got to be something that we're in trouble just for even, like, knowing about
they haven't tackled the OnlyFans yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will at some point.
I mean, I watch these stupid videos, and then Vicky goes, so I just showed my ass to a bunch of strangers. Okay, you know what? I'm leaving the business.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the country. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
What are you going to think? In Canada, is any different?
Oh, in Canada?
I bet they got OnlyFans.
I think I got a few subscribers from there.
No, they've got OnlyFans, nice. Eh?
Oh,
different site.
Sorry
about that. All right. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted saying, did you guys see the trailer for Godzilla versus Kong? And what do you think?
Oh, hell yes.
I watched it this morning.
And?
It's awesome looking.
Yep.
It is awesome looking. I've been burned by Godzilla movies lately, so I'm hoping it's good.
Well, it's Godzilla versus Kong now. They need King Kong to help out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a remake, didn't it? Because that happened before, back in the day. Godzilla and King Kong fought each other. So
yeah.
So it's kind of a remake, reboot, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know, but it's so over the top. The trailer, Rev, I'm sure you... It's mm-hmm. like the most over the top, like what you think of like an action film trailer should be with like the big music and the explosions.
Yeah.
So a little girl, I guess, is there to save the day. That's what you get from the trailer.
Oh, okay.
She's friends with King Kong or something like that.
Well, that's good news.
She was the one Bond, and she can control him or something. I don't know.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh,
it's two giant monsters beating each other up.
Yeah,
with huge explosions, and you can watch it on HBO Max in March.
And wasn't the concept that, here we go. I'm a little worried about that.
I figured you would be, and I actually thought that as well.
I'm like, a little worried about this.
Is this going to be a Wonder Woman 84 for BJ?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, movies that they think are good enough to be on their service that I already pay for, that I already have, I'm afraid it's, like that.
Well, it's free then to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the theaters. You can just watch it.
And it makes me sad to think that, my gosh, you know, I mean, all these movies are coming out, and we can't go and see them on the big screen.
Well, if you go to another state, I'm sure you could if you want.
I don't know. I mean,
well, they're making money in the box office somehow. I mean, not a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There are some states that have them with, you know,
I don't understand how they
lockdown laws.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how some states are doing them, some states aren't. But I'm envious and jealous.
Well, in Florida, all bets are off.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
I feel like the Super Bowl is going to just be packed.
It probably won't be, but it'll be pretty big.
It'll be interesting to see what percentage, Steve. I mean, they're doing what? You said 20 or 40%? I forget what they've been doing in certain places. But
some places are doing 20%. Yeah. Some are doing 25%. I don't know if anyone's doing 40% yet, but I would not be surprised if that's happening soon.
That'll be interesting to see what percentage of Super Bowl. And for the first time in history, the team that's hosting the Super Bowl is actually playing in the Super Bowl. Then Tom Brady, another notch in the belt for that guy as he does something else. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm shocked that that's the first time it's ever happened. I was like, wow, that is, yeah, I guess it's never, I think there was like 1 year where they thought maybe it would happen with Minnesota, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that the home team is playing in their home city.
And nobody ever thought Tampa Bay was anything. You know, nobody ever thought, even when we were into the playoffs, nobody thought Tampa Bay was going to be anything. And Tom Brady, man, the guy has just got, he's
except
got the
for Tony
touch.
Romo. Romo predicted this to be the Super Bowl.
Did he really?
In week 12, I was just reading that this morning, that he predicted that it was going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Boy, he's just adding more to his stock because people love him as a player or a color guy, I guess, an analyst. Mm-hmm. They love Tony Romo, and for him saying that makes him look like he knows what he's talking about. All right, Tony.
Mentioned Wonder Woman 84. Someone said, I finally got to see it last night. I'm mixed with you guys. I enjoyed watching it, but I really didn't like it. I felt like DC took too much on in something as convoluted as Wishes. Way too many possibilities for plot holes. As much as I hate spoilers, I'm actually glad I listened to your podcast about it.
I enjoyed watching it, but I really didn't like it. Those are two different things that are different, existing in the same thing. I don't know if there's something that I enjoyed that I didn't like.
There's like bad movies out there. Like there's a movie called The Room, which is famously bad, just a terrible, terrible movie. But some of the fun is watching it and like interacting with people because they almost Rocky Horror it at this point in time.
Okay, so, that I can understand.
Yeah, like I don't necessarily like the movie, but I like watching the movie.
Okay, in this particular instance, though, I see what you're saying, but I can't see without something like that, just sitting and watching something, and
yeah.
I don't think I do that.
I feel like he's kind of probably saying, like, you know, he enjoyed it, it wasn't like an all-time favorite. Didn't love the movie, but I enjoyed it.
Okay. That's a better way to put it. That I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
207.
Well, I can get that figured out for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is funny how just with human language we use we use opposites in the same thing, and my brain goes, I don't know what you mean by that, but okay. Yeah. Probably just I don't know, man. Different. But it's, I don't know what to think about it. And so that's why I'm worried about King Kong versus Godzilla. I'm worried about it.
Well, I mean, what are we expecting from King Kong versus Godzilla? Are we hoping for an Academy Award from King Kong?
I'm expecting a great movie. I think you can make a great movie out of stuff like that. And so far, they have a hard time doing it. Maybe it isn't easy to make it anymore. They were great back in the day.
I'm just expecting a big, dumb action film. And if they don't deliver on that, then they've failed.
Yeah.
Well, last Godzilla movie, they did not deliver. Was the last one?
I liked the last Godzilla movie.
The last one was Bryan Cranston. And I was okay with that one. I really liked it at the beginning, and then I looked a little bit harder at the movie, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Yeah.
Was that the one Godzilla was in it for like 10 seconds or something? Or was that a previous movie? What was the one that
I think that was Cloverfield.
Are you getting mad at Cloverfield?
I thought the one that with Bryan Cranston, Godzilla wasn't in it much.
I think Bryan Cranston wasn't in it much. Was that it?
I think Godzilla was in Godzilla.
Okay, you know what? I might be confusing with something else. All right, fine. I was thinking, you know that guy that played Kick-Ass, the movie he was in, Rev? Wasn't he in a Godzilla movie, the Kick-Ass kid?
There's a lot of kids in that, but yes, he was. Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson was in that, the one with, what's his nuts?
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't think there was a lot of Godzilla in it. I was really bummed, but all right.
I can't remember. I feel like there was plenty of Godzilla, could be wrong.
Yeah, I know there's too much.
I can't remember. I barely remember what I've watched. We were halfway through Fast and the Furious Part 8 over the weekend, and we realized we've already watched the movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like, man, this is...
Congratulations.
It's so sad. You know, like, let's start watching the... Like, we were finally at the point where, like, let's start watching these Fast and the Furious movies. Which one should we start with? Let's start with the last one that they made.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, go backwards. That makes sense.
Right.
It doesn't get better that way. You need to watch it forwards.
In our minds, we're like, I don't know. I don't really feel like watching a dated film. This one at least is a little bit more current.
I'm with you. For the reasons that Danny doesn't like any of the new Fast and Furious, I don't know if you can like the old ones unless you're a super race guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that's how they started, but then... You know, it's not now. It's become a super action fan franchise, really.
Yeah, but it wasn't until like The Rock started kicking ass in that in the prison, and they're just like, "Wait a second,
hold the phone here.
We've seen this movie, and it's like we're already 30 minutes in.
Whoops,
some 30-40 minutes into the movie.
Sorry about that.
So did you keep going or did you turn it off?
Then my wife conveniently fell asleep and I put wrestling on. Oh, so, nice. Yeah, it was all nice. Good. There you go. All worked out for the best. But we were planning on continuing to watch it. Like, yeah, whatever. It's still entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a mindless, fun action film.
All right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show you that they could actually re-release it, and maybe people wouldn't know that Furious 9 is just Furious 8.
Well, I think it's like that we're guilty of playing on our phones so often, like when we watch movies. Like, I don't remember anything from the opening sequence of that film. I must have just been, like, busy doing something and then picked up after the opening credits started. But, like, the whole race scene that starts the whole movie... I don't remember any of that.
I think we're going to start seeing shows putting at the beginning of their shows and movies, you can do something else while this is on, or no, we need all your attention. Because I love a show that needs all my attention, and the shows that don't need your attention are written really, in my brain goes, these shows are horrible, they're written badly, but I get it, I'm not supposed to be paying attention fully.
You think they're in like the writer's room and they're like, that's stupid. Someone's going to be playing on their phone anyway. Who cares?
Exactly.
Put that in there.
Yeah. we're doing this for Vicky. She's not going to be paying attention. She's going to be doing a meme.
Probably.
All right, we got a big question that has to be answered, guys. All right. What do Ryan Castle and a Jack in the Box have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a Jack in the Box have in common?
I have a massive head.
Pardon me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you do.
Yeah, you do.
It's not a small hat. It's a huge head.
Yeah, that's what
it is. It's a beautiful head.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So it's very spherical.
They both have in common? They're both open 24/7.
Yeah, he is.
And they're both round with a big pointy nose.
Oh. All right, that's right.
Steve's wife can smell both on his breath.
Oh, that's
not cool.
That's the truth, though, right there. Can we talk about this fine 36-year-old guy? His name is Ronaldo. Ronaldo decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal an ambulance while it's still running. So he did that in the great city of Houston. Did that on Thursday. He did that while paramedics were on a call. So it was their ambulance. And what did he do? Well, I mean, look, this is an emergency, so he drove that ambulance straight to a Jack in the Box drive-thru. I mean, that's what you do. I mean,
did they say what he ordered?
You know, again, the stories, these guys don't do a good job.
The
Steve.
Worst.
Yeah, he did have the
curly
lights on.
Fries.
Oh, definitely got curly fries. Yeah, even if he didn't order them, they ended up in the bag.
He did
definitely.
He did get arrested. That's what he did really get. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack, but not a curly fries, unfortunately. He's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Listen, we have to stop laughing because this, I have to read something that really is sad.
Jeez. Oh, no.
I mean, we need a sorbet. Do we have any sorbet at this point?
Oh, man. Something, anything, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
nice! No, it's not nice.
You asked for it.
Really. Rick roll me, rock roll me, anything.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
Oh, nice. You think now I should read this next thing after that?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Larry King sadly died over the weekend. Go F yourself, San Diego.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Now, people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that... you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.